manufacturing, although it was booming in that business, Rockford got used to a certain standard of living, which then makes residential living here more expensive to keep up the buildings that they don't use. Because she's talking about her taxes, and well, they got to take chunks out of my pension, and they're taking chunks out of Social Security, and they're taking all, you know, they're taxing her on things that she's saved up for. She's like, well, they didn't tax me on my pension when I was working there. So they're taking money out of it now as I'm retired. And I was like, well, I can't do anything for you. And then I'd argue the point, you know, people are living too long and need to die sooner. And then she's getting upset.
Uh-huh.
Well, it is, because, you know, you read about the census thing.
Oh, and then the baby boomers are going to be coming up. And
there's going to be more of them than there are from the 1940s. There's going to be so many more people from the 1950s
mm-hmm.
and 60s.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot, and it's like, you know, the government's not going to be able to pay for it. And I had to argue Obama, because Nan's an Obama fan, and I had to tell her why not, you know. People got mad at Bush because he was throwing money at Iraq for the war. People got upset. Well, we don't need to be at war. And then you have Obamacare, which is, Iraq is a tangible location in the world that we're throwing money at. I understand. Bush didn't say we were going to be in debt. He didn't go out of his way to put us in debt and then say we're going to get out of it. Obama promised us to get out of debt. And then, with his cabinet and Obamacare, which isn't instilled, it's just a floating around idea, has already put us another $2 trillion in debt. Because we're throwing money at this intangible thing that's not even, and won't be, installed. And people don't look at, oh, Obama, he's just the face of hope and change. But he's making it worse. And I was talking to Jenna's uncle, Steve. Now he's well-to-do. He makes well into the six figures.
Oy vey.
And they were looking at houses in Jenna's neighborhood, because wherever, I think they said Elk Grove is where they live. And they're like, you know, it's quite expensive to live out there into the $500,000 house market.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, with the current administration, they're taking 45% of my paycheck to taxes. And he's like, if Obama stays second term, they're going to take 60% of my paycheck to taxes. I was like, well, that's ridiculous. It's bananas.
But you know Obama's going to get a second term.
Well, yeah, you know Obama's going to get a second term because people, because Romney's not, he's just as bad. He's just white. Because you have Romneycare, which is the same as Obamacare. It's just a different name. And that, too, it's not, it's, people are so used to the current healthcare system. And then you got Obamacare, where you're going to have health insurance, or you're going to get fined. You have to own it, or they will arrest you. Here in the States, I was like, oh, God.
Time to move.
And another thing that I was listening to is about tobacco taxes, which are ridiculous as well.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't know that the taxes on tobacco is what pays for children's health care. You know, health insurance for children. Things go through the school, stuff like that, come out of the taxes from tobacco, which is a huge industry. So they're charging more so that Americans stop smoking, but most people don't know that that's what's paying for children's health insurance and health care. And all of those programs, like St. Jude's. So, when and if they outlaw smoking, then they're going to have to make you buy cigarettes to pay for this program. Because America's just in an awful shape, and what can I do, Nan?
She just likes talking to you about it, that's all.
I love just watching her get frustrated.
And what does Jenna do the whole time?
She has no input because she doesn't understand.